Help has arrived on the scene as the Good Day Weekend program begins with a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is the co-host of the main man, actually. I'm here to occupy time, space, keep things moving, I guess, and every once in a while throw in a grenade just to keep everybody honest. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. George, you say?
I said you're good at that.
Oh, thank you. And you're good at what you do, so that makes a perfect pair. The idea is to discuss what's going on in the world of health and well-being. Dr. Ken is an accomplished medical expert. He's a cardiologist, but has enough background in other areas, enough formal teaching, and enough intuitive, inquisitive sort of thinking to make him dangerous, i.e. he can answer your questions no matter what they are about your health. What's going on with you this week? How would you like to be approaching the better living design that you have in your mind? Maybe it hasn't quite come to fruition. You know what? One of the things, I was thinking about this week, Ken, one of the things that we're always talking about, is we kind of like the medical, the new healthcare bill that we all shun. Every time we turn around, there's something new that we learn about it that's bad. But we're always talking to people about what their problem is. They call, we have solutions or suggested ideas. But people are not prone to ask, how do I stay healthy? They ask, how do I fix? They're sort of in the same mindset. Maybe that's why all of the discussion about healthcare is, in a sense, conceivably looked at as being negative, because people only want a fix to problems they already have. You find that to be the case. Nobody comes to you, except maybe me. Maybe you have other people like me, and I'm not trying to be facetious, but who comes to you and says, Dr. Ken, I want a checkup to make sure my heart's okay?
Well, there's a difference between disease care and health care.
Right.
And I think that's where you're headed. And there are people who come to me, they want to get a 30,000-mile checkup because they know that there's something wrong with them and they want to see how it's going. There are people who come to me who have an active problem and they want to fix it. And there are people who want to make sure there's nothing going on. You know what I call, let's get some peace of mind, and then they want right. some guidance how to keep themselves going for the longest time possible.
But I was just thinking about that in the handling of our calls here at 888-553-7536. I can't remember the last time we got a call from somebody who said, Dr. Ken, tell me how to prevent. I mean, we have certain sponsors that help to tell the story. How do you prevent this? How do you prevent that? Or dealing with it?
Well, if someone wants to prevent a heart attack, they ask that question. We'll put you first in line.
There you go. 888-553-7536. Or how do you prevent prostate cancer? How do you prevent pancreatic cancer, which is the undoing of Steve Jobs this week? A very rare form of cancer, right?
Well, if you want to prevent pancreatic cancer, probably the most important thing is don't smoke and watch the alcohol and live in general a healthy life. And this is Pancreatic Cancer Week. Two important people died from pancreatic cancer this week. Let's talk about Steve Jobs first, because there's different kinds of pancreatic cancer. The pancreas, remember, does a lot of different things. It helps with digestion, and it helps with some of the hormonal issues of the body, like keeping your blood sugar under control, not too high or low. So it has endocrine function with the hormones, which we're familiar with diabetes, and so-called exocrine, which is involved in digestion. Most of the tumors occur in the exocrine portion. We get what we call adenocarcinomas. These are the ones we're all familiar with. Patrick Swayze most recently had it. These are the ones that 95% won't survive. Unfortunately, they're discovered way too late. Early on, they don't have any symptoms, and that's the big problem with most of these pancreatic cancers. But there's a very rare kind of pancreatic cancer, maybe just a couple of percent of all the pancreatic cancers, this other type, neuroendocrine tumor. It occurs in the endocrine portion of the pancreas, and this is what Apple founder Steve Jobs died of this week at age 56. He managed to live more than 7 years with this rare form of pancreatic cancer, which is usually the typical amount that you live. You live longer with this rare form. It grows more slowly than the common kind. And again, it's called islet cell neuroendocrine tumor. And it's a much more treatable form of pancreatic cancer. It's been speculated by some that you can actually treat it if it comes back or goes to another part of the body with liver transplant. And 2 years ago, after initially having what's called a Whipple's procedure, we believe that that was the original operation that Steve Jobs had in about 2004, which is a huge amount of surgery where part of the pancreas, part of the stomach, part of the small intestines are all just removed. It's a wide, wide resection. And often after that, you're not digesting your food, you're not gaining weight as well as you should. And that's when people really noticed in 2004 where he started to look differently. If you look at that famous speech he gave at Stanford University in 2005, you can really see how he begins to look a lot more thin, gaunter, and that was about a year after he had his initial surgery. So 2 years ago, he has more surgery, a liver transplant, because probably the cancer came back or it spread. His death could have been from his original cancer or the new liver not working or from complications from immune-suppressing medicines to prevent organ rejection. So once you go to that liver transplant, it's a really dicey situation because that procedure can itself be your final end. So the average survival for people with neuroendocrine tumors that have spread is 7 to 8 years, so he was very average here, one of the few things that Steve Jobs was average. And some patients have survived, believe it or not, up to 20 to 30 years. You know, a lot of people admire Steve Jobs, but you have to remember, he admitted to using LSD. I don't know whether that had any effect long-term on his physical health. Certainly, I would not recommend that. I don't think his mental greatness occurred because of LSD, and I don't think that that's any example that we should take from Steve Jobs.
Well, I wondered about drugs when he was younger, LSD and maybe even marijuana. You said smoking is a cause of this sort of thing, so I just wonder if that isn't somewhat of a warning. A lot of people who are very successful do things that are pretty risky. And that's, I'm sure if he were around still and had it to do over again, he probably wouldn't have done it. And you said, well, the LSD probably didn't do it. It's hard to say, hard to know what it is that flips that switch from average to really great to really to genius. That guy was a genius. He changed the world. And the company that he founded changed the world. It's like Henry Ford and I said this Thomas Edison, same league. And but just seems he really settled down after the fact. But is this a warning to people about that sort of thing? Well, maybe that's what it is, Ken. We're talking about how do you live? We don't have many questions from people. How do I take care of it? How do I live? One of the things that you do, and at the time you're asking the question, it's probably too late because most of the people listening to the program.
For pancreatic cancer, there are some lessons, and just being at ideal body weight helps. Certainly, there are risk factors, overweight, diabetes, a family history, which you can't run from, and smoking. These are the correctable things you can do to change your lifestyle to lower the risk. But again, there are genetics, there are environmental issues that we don't even understand, and even you can lower your risk, but there are some elements to this which you have to come back in time for us to explain later on.
888-553-7536, which is 888-55-DRKEN, if that makes it easier. One way or another, we'll start taking your calls in a matter of moments. There's another death. Ken suggested that one of the Nobel Prize winners in medicine had died of a rare form of cancer. Interesting, the timing.
Story you don't want to miss.
Of that. We'll have that for you at 16 after on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken.
Sometimes it's good to be chubby, like when it's Clinique bonus time at Macy's. Right now, a Clinique Chubby Stick is yours free with any purchase of $21.50 or more. It's the moisturizing lip balm everyone wants. Pick strawberry or melon. Each mouth-watering color comes with a sleek eyeshadow quad to match. In all, you'll take home $60 worth of our favorites free with any Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. Don't miss Clinique Bonus at Macy's. It couldn't be sweeter. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Elisa Ilara creates a fabulous line of awareness jewelry made right here in the USA to raise funds for cancer research. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and help support the girls is Elisa Ilara's new mantra. Support a loved one, commemorate a milestone, or just say, I love you with beautiful jewels from Elisa Ilara Jewelry. Purchase your breast cancer awareness bracelets at ElisaIlara.com or call us at 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So, to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
We're speaking to an audience of people who are very receptive to ideas. We know that about you. And one of the things you need to know is that when you call and share your story, you're helping a lot of other people as well. Or your question about how to stay healthy. We try to pick up on those things. Ken researches all of the medical trades, comes up with all the stories that are of import during the week. Thus, the story on this Nobel Prize winner. He was studying the immune system, interestingly enough.
Another major figure who died of pancreatic cancer, but this is the other kind of pancreatic cancer, not the kind that Steve Jobs died of, the more common form that 95% will be gone very quickly. Ralph Steinman at New York's Rockefeller University, a scientist who won the Nobel Prize for Medicine this week, he used his own discoveries, Doug, to treat himself after a four-year battle with pancreatic cancer, but died of disease, and he did much better than the average. He discovered immune sensors, which are called dendritic cells. This is why he won the Nobel Prize. And this brings foreign bodies or germs to the attention of the immune enforcers, which are called the T cells. And his findings established dendritic cells as a link between innate and adaptive immunity, what you're born with and how the immune system learns, in which the body develops a memory specific to a given foreign body or germ. So that's how the immune system, which is exposed to things that you're not naturally exposed to before you are born, later on responds appropriately. Today we're not only using the immune system to fight infections, but to fight cancer and figure out how to turn down those who suffer from inflammatory diseases.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Singer Adele, you said, Ken, that she's very popular with people that are your daughter's age.
Midnight Sun.
Midnight, what is this song?
Rolling in the Deep. I had to ask my 14-year-old daughter, Amanda, about Adele, and she got all excited, loves her, her friends love her, and I feel like I'm getting old when I don't know who Adele is.
Yeah. Well, how many, did you know who Amy Winehouse was before she died?
Yes.
You did, okay. All right. I'm just checking.
But Adele is huge with the teenagers.
What's her problem?
Well, once again, British singer Adele Doug has been forced to cancel a number of sold-out U.S. shows because of throat problems. This is for all of us to take heed of this. The award-winning singer-songwriter for the second time this year, she's had a vocal cord hemorrhage. She's been told she must rest or risk damaging her voice permanently. This bleeding occurs from some of the small blood vessels, Doug, associated with the vocal cords. Apparently they bleed into the tissues of the vocal cords and they cause some slight swelling. Sometimes they may form small blood blisters on the vocal cords, or they may just bleed under the surface tissues, just as you might bleed under the skin. This is an issue that she must take rest of her voice or she's going to lose it permanently. So if you had tickets for her, don't feel bad. She'll be back.
Be back. Yeah, it's not like some of the other things that have happened. Again, a lot of people who come from this world abuse themselves for whatever. I mentioned Amy Winehouse. We talked about her when she died. But these people who are so tough, I don't understand any singers who, Frank Sinatra amazed me. Because he kept the timbre or tone of his voice pretty much until he died, and he was a big smoker all his life. I don't know how you do that, frankly. How do you, with that kind of abuse, and that King Cole died when he was 46, wonderful, beautiful voice, but he smoked cools, and it killed him. Or cancer or something, I don't know, but I remember reading when we, I think you and I talked about that a year or so ago, how the various, somebody called, was it this program last week? Someone called, was talking about lung health, and he smoked Lucky Strikes or something from when he was 14.
Doesn't sound like this show.
Yeah, somebody called me. I had that conversation. I couldn't believe that in this day and age, people were still going down that path. I don't even, do they still even make Lucky Strikes or Camels or any of those?
You're asking the wrong person, yeah. But you need to rob a bank to afford them.
Oh, my God. What is it? Why? That's another thing. Talk about health and well-being. Is it $6? How much does it cost? Nobody here smokes, so we none of us know. $6 is that you see sometimes
a lot of money.
Big specials. I can remember going, when I was a child, my mother smoked Kents, And I can remember her sending me into a store to buy them, and they were 25 cents or something when I was young. Now they're who knows what. But that stuff, it's just incredible what people do. And then we go down, we're talking about Steve Jobs, if you're just joining us, and how you get pancreatic cancer. Most of what would cause it is elective. It's very rare that somebody would get it in a hereditary sense, right? When I say elective, you make lifestyle choices.
It's a combination, I think, but there are ways to lower your risk. Just avoiding alcohol, not smoking, getting down to ideal body weight, and watching your blood sugar.
Yeah. All right, so there's a lot of prostate news this week. A couple of things that people ought to know. We are always talking here about prostates and how to make sure you don't have a prostate problem, or if you have a problem, how do you feed it, because most of the products we talk about feed the prostate. So what's the – this seems incongruous, this story about cancer screening, Ken.
Well, this is a very, very controversial story. This is a story from the same group, Doug, that recommended in the last year or two that women not get their first mammogram until age 50. This same group has come out with a recommendation to not anymore, you guys, get that PSA blood test. This is the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, and I usually have a lot of trouble with their recommendations because there's not even a single urologist or medical oncologist, that's a kind of doctor that specializes in cancer, on this board. And the nice thing is that they did change after the travesty that occurred with the mammograms, when they got pushback from everybody, including the American Cancer Society, and no one's heeding their recommendations about mammograms. At least the rules were changed that when they give out their recommendations, there is a period of time, at least 30 days, the public can respond before they become official. But unfortunately, these rules, these recommendations from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force become the established reimbursement for Medicare, and then many of the private insurers then do follow Medicare. So all of this is about the money. And these people, they're almost all academics. They're all very ambitious people. And they get ahead by getting along. And the way they get along is by figuring out how to cut money out of the budget. And that means just cutting back service. And their most recent recommendation just this past Friday was that prostate cancer, which is the second leading cause of cancer death in America behind lung cancer, they advised not getting screened.
Nice.
When we come back, we can go over the details of what to do next.
And also, Cialis may be good for treating the prostate. That story coming up. It's half past the hour. Good day weekend with Dr. Ken on the air.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video's available at longtermgreen.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Dr. Ken. If you want to try, if you've ever tried, you probably got a busy signal or are we running out of time, here is your opportunity. We just cleared up the lines, so they're wide open. Toll free from anywhere in America. You can ask me a question about your health. We were talking before about prevention. It's not a four-letter word on Good Day Health. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, get out that pen and paper. Let me give it to you. 1-888-553-7536. It's easy to remember. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKN. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. You want to ask me a question about yourself, your parents, your spouse, your kids, 1-888-55-DRKN. Are you wondering about any of the health news that's going on? And you want to talk to me, I'd be glad to. The nice thing is there's no paperwork, there's no bill. I'll help you get to the next step. And you want to talk about sex, we do that also. 1-888-55-DRKN.
Prevention, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things that is great about what we have here in terms of a service from Dr. Ken is the weekly Good Day Health newsletter. What are the highlights of the newsletter? What sort of research did you do this week, Ken?
And then we're going to get back to this PSA, but the health newsletter, I pick a topic each week, and I include the latest information in the medical journals that appear on your doctor's desk each week. This week, the focus is about the latest information regarding heart attack and stroke. It's free. You can get it by going to drkenshow.com in the left upper corner or to dougsteffen.com and sign up. Just put your email address in there. You can't believe the wonderful comments we get about this. And the good news is, yes, it's still free if you sign up.
All right, so what's the highlight this week?
The latest information on heart attacks and strokes.
Mm-hmm. Heart attacks and strokes.
Number one killer in America is heart attacks. You want to learn how to prevent it. If you have a question about it, we can even talk about it live. And the number one disabler of Americans is stroke.
All right, after we continue. We've talked already, just joining us, about the prostate cancer screening recommendation. We think they're full of old shoes, this group. There is some interesting news for those who may have enlarged prostate. If you take Cialis, it is good, apparently. And it wasn't aimed to do what it does, but apparently it does something that's good, huh?
Yeah, I want to get into the Cialis story, but let me first just finish the controversy about the PSA.
Oh, I thought we were finished with that. Okay.
Well, prostate cancer, as we said before, it's the second leading cause of cancer death in America, Doug, behind lung cancer. So it's a huge issue.
Prevent.
In general, women fortunately don't get it, but it's the second leading cause of cancer death in America. That's how big it is, and women don't even get it. No major medical group is recommending routine PSA blood tests for everyone to check men for prostate cancer, but the news is that this U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommended not using it in anybody. The problem here is that I think that this decision of whether to use the PSA to screen for prostate cancer needs to be done on a case-by-case basis by a man and his physician talking one-on-one, not by the government telling us by edict to save money that we shouldn't be getting this. I think there's still evidence that younger people, we're talking about beginning at age 50, and especially healthier guys, there is still some benefit to the PSA. The problem is the PSA is not a perfect screening test. We don't have the ideal yet screening test for prostate cancer because the problem with the PSA, it's not specific to the worst types of prostate cancer. It will go up the PSA blood test if there's an infection of the prostate, if there's enlargement of the prostate, or if there's benign cancer. Many men later in life after age 75 who get prostate cancer, they have very slow-growing tumors, and they will outlive their tumors, and the risk of treating the prostate cancer is worse than the prostate cancer itself. But in younger guys, the prostate cancer, yes, will kill you as it's become the second leading cause of cancer. That's why I think it's a big mistake to just throw out the whole thing and say it's not good, because it is not the ideal test, because there are too many false positives. But in certain men, it is a test, I think, that still should be used.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you were asking also about the Cialis. The FDA has okayed Cialis for enlarged prostate. This came out this week. About half men over 50 suffer from some sort of prostate cancer, from some sort of prostate problem. And this is not necessarily cancer. It's just enlargement, benign prostatic hypertrophy. That's not malignant, not a cancer, but just enlargement. And it can cause difficulty urinating. It can interfere with your sex life. And this week, the FDA approved the Cialis drug to treat enlargement of the prostate, and expanding the use of this blockbuster drug to beyond just impotence.
All right. So there's some pretty helpful information, and that's what we're all about here. Information, conversation, help with your well-being. 888-553-7536. We welcome Ted, who's calling from Appleton, Wisconsin, with a preventative question, which is what we've asked for. Hi, Ted. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. a little bit louder, Ted.
Okay. I'm just calling. I'm 52 years old. I'm a pacemaker rep, actually. So I deal more with electrical conduction, but I'm calling about myself. I've not had any heart-related issues. 52 years old. I'm 6'3", 230 pounds. I've been healthy my whole life. I'm always told that I'm in the overweight category, but I stay in good shape. I just biked 20 miles yesterday. I try to stay in good shape. But my question is this: what types of steps should I be taking at this age to, on a regular basis to kind of guard against any type of coronary related issues down the road? I've got a little bit of a family history of heart disease. My dad, who's 79, had two or three stents put in 3 years ago, but a lot of that is diet related and so forth. But what should I do?
Ted, great question. This is a question that affects every single adult in America. Heart disease, especially the circulation end of the heart, not the electrical end that you work in, but the plumbing part, it's the number one killer of Americans. And it's been estimated that 80% of heart disease is preventable. So there's clearly things that we can all do. The first is getting your risk factors under control. You mentioned your family history. And for family history, It's your siblings, your brothers and sisters, and your mom and dad who are the most predictive. And here we're talking about the men having a heart attack or sudden cardiac death under the age of 55, or the women, mom or sisters, having a heart attack or sudden cardiac death under the age of 65. The other things, fortunately, don't give us risk, and I didn't hear any of that in your family history, correct, Ted?
Correct.
Good. So family history is not an issue for you, but everyone listening should determine for themselves whether it is an issue. And if you want to ask me about what to do going forward, I'd be glad to at 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. But the correctable risk factors that you should get under control to lower your risk of getting those circulation tubes clogged up and a heart attack is not smoking. Getting your blood sugar checked. My favorite way to do this now is with the hemoglobin A1C. You don't have to fast. It gives you an average for the past 3 months. Ideally, it should be under 5.7. If you're a diabetic, it should be under 7. But for the non-diabetic, ideally under 5.7. Checking your blood pressure at home, ideally under 120 over 80. Once it's over 140 over 90, we start medications. But there are definitely lifestyle things we can do, like getting down to ideal body weight, stress reduction, limiting the alcohol intake. These are all things that you can do to control the blood pressure. Checking your cholesterol. We no longer treat to one size fits all. It depends on your risk profile. It depends on whether you have any plaquing in your coronaries. But definitely for everybody, an LDL, bad cholesterol, under 100. For some people, it should be much lower. Triglycerides less than 150. The good cholesterol for guys over 45, for women over 50. And also, just being a male over 40 and a female over 50 gives you a risk factor for having heart disease. Stress, obesity, inactivity, excessive alcohol, poor diet, all of these things add risk. And if you have two or more risk factors, that's when it's time to get to see the doctor and get checked. If you're having any symptoms suggestive of heart disease, chest discomfort, shortness of breath, unexplained fatigue, palpitations, unexplained sweating, lightheadedness, dizziness, any of these symptoms that are not explained, it's time to go get checked out.
There you go, Ted. There's a pretty good prescriptive description.
One other question. There's a test out for testing for calcium deposits in the artery, in coronary arteries. Any thoughts on that as a preventative measure or
that? Great question. The calcium score. And for many people, this is a very important test. There are two types of plaque, hard calcified plaque and soft fatty plaque. There should not be any calcium in the walls of the circulation to the heart. All the calcium should be in the bones or in the blood itself. The calcium score should be zero. That measures if there's any calcium or hard plaque in the wall. If you have two or more risk factors, or you have any symptoms that are unexplained, suggestive that it could be a heart issue, then the calcium score is a very reasonable test, or doing some stress testing, or doing a CT angiogram, which includes a calcium score and lets us actually see the opening in the hole in the donut, if you will, actually walk through like a tunnel engineer through your coronaries themselves. And the decision of which of these tests needs to be customized on an individual basis, determine which is the best test for you.
All right, Ted, thank you for the call. Hopefully you were helped. I think you were. I can tell you that as I listened to the conversation, I was helped. That's the idea. Ask questions that will help you, and you're bound to be helping other people. 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or you can send me email, and I'll pass along. I oftentimes do that to Ken, asking the questions on the air. We don't rehearse any of this. You can send whatever questions you may have also.
I promise you we don't.
Doug. Doug's definitely. Okay, well, I don't believe in rehearsal. I think that kills the spontaneity of pretty much everything. 888, you know why we're here, and so we're at it. 888-553-7536, as Dr. Ken surges with information into your home this Good Day Weekend program.
Sometimes it's good to be chubby, like when it's Clinique Bonus Time at Macy's. Right now, a Clinique Chubby Stick is yours free with any purchase of $21.50 or more. It's the moisturizing lip balm everyone wants. Pick strawberry or melon. Each mouth-watering color comes with a sleek eyeshadow quad to match. In all, you'll take home $60 worth of our favorites free with any Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. Don't miss Clinique Bonus at Macy's. It couldn't be sweeter. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
A psychiatric advance directive is a legal document that enables people with a mental illness to make advance plans about their preferred care, preparing for a time when they may not be able to make these decisions themselves. President and CEO of Mental Health America, Dr. David Schoen, explains.
We created the My Plan, My Life, My Psychiatric Advance Directive initiative to increase awareness and provide information on how consumers can put one together.
Despite the benefits of psychiatric advance directives, a survey across five U.S. cities revealed that fewer than 1 in 10 patients with a mental illness have one in place.
Our goal is to increase the use of psychiatric advance directives so that people with mental illness can articulate important decisions about their health care.
For more information about the My Plan, My Life, My Psychiatric Advance Directive program, which is co-sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation, visit MyPlanMyLife.com. This is Lynn Murray reporting.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. Before we go back to the calls, I want to go back to this prostate cancer thing has me buffaloed a little bit. For those of you who didn't hear the conversation, it was a long one and a good one. There's a government health panel that has recommended that men ought not to get PSA blood tests
at all
part of a cancer screening because they do more harm than good. What possible harm could they do? That's what I didn't get out of what you were saying before. I know you said it, but it didn't register. It didn't ring a bell with me. What, it's a blood test, for God's sake. So what harm is there in that?
Okay, here's what they're saying. I'm going to defend their position, which I don't really totally agree on. But what they're saying is that the test is not accurate because it can't identify those prostate cancers which are the most lethal.
But how does it hurt?
Because what happens for many, if you do get an elevated PSA, you then go through...
You get a digital rectal exam. Again, how can that hurt?
You get a digital... Well, they're concerned about several things. The cost of what the workup is, which can be a number of things, and then there's often a biopsy involved, and then what they're saying is that there's often surgery done which is not necessary, which can cause complications.
Nonsense.
Which can
this
be
is
avoided.
All, this is nonsense.
I totally agree with you.
The nonsense here is that you, once again, the government is the only one that does any thinking. You're an imbecile, and so is the doctor because
Correct.
They can't figure out
Correct.
What to do one step at a time.
That's,
you look
that's
at the,
where they're coming
and
from.
As an example, you and I discussed, I had my prostate numbers have been extraordinarily low all my life. It went up a little bit. And I said, okay, what do we do? And you said, well, we'll wait and do another test because it hasn't gone up that much.
The government should get out of
get
this.
Get the hell out of
they,
this. This
they
have, is
they should, craziness. All they're trying to do is save money at this expense
Jeez.
Of everyone.
Unbelievable. It is. This government is so out of control. Get the hell out of our lives. Oh, my God. Do what your doctor advises, not the government advises. Find a good doctor, like Dr. Ken, 51 after the hour.
Thank you. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Steve Shank here with a special alert from eFoods Direct. The stock market continues to crash and recrash daily. Since July, the market has dropped 15% with no signs of recovery. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the food that's already too expensive and continues to raise in cost. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The already high cost of sugar is tripling. If you invest in the stock market for security or save money in the bank, you continue to see the dollar drop in value while your weekly food bills increase. So what are you going to do? Get as much food now as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now we continue on taking your calls, your input. A lot of news will be sprinkled through the course of the 2 hours. Help yourself to 888-553-7536, as Colleen has done down in Swansea, Massachusetts. Colleen, you're on now with Dr. Ken Kronheis. Hi.
Hi. It's so great to talk to you again. God bless the both of you.
Hi, Colleen.
Hi. I just have a quick question for you, and that would be, and then if you'd like me to hang up and you can answer, I have interstitial cystitis. Are you aware of that, Dr. Ken?
Absolutely. Don't go away.
Well, actually, what she needs to do is turn her radio off. Either you go away,
okay,
Colleen, because we can't have that radio on. All it does is confuse everybody.
And Colleen, we're almost running out of time, so quickly, what's the question? I'd love to help you.
Okay, the interstitial cystitis. My question is, I'm in a severe flare-up, and I'm taking a homeopathic route right now without going on all the distillations, however you say that.
Uh-huh.
And
so you're looking for you're looking for treatment.
A treatment.
Okay, sure.
Treatment.
Interstitial cystitis, because probably you, me, and one other person know what this is, and most don't. It's a chronic condition.
Right.
It's characterized by a combination of uncomfortable bladder pressure, bladder pain, and sometimes pain in your pelvis, and it can range from mild burning or discomfort to severe pain. It's a real problem, and unfortunately, we don't quite understand what causes it, and unfortunately, the treatments are not as good as they should be, but there are a number of conventional and alternative. If the alternative hasn't worked, the oral medications, things like ibuprofen, Advil, Motrin, Aleve, I would imagine you've tried a non-steroidal?
My gosh, maybe years ago, if you could give me an idea of what that means.
And I would talk to, you know, your doctor about the possibilities, and I'll just give you the groups. Tricyclic antidepressants have been used, antihistamines have been used, but there is only one oral drug that's approved by the FDA specifically for interstitial cystitis. It's called Penasan, P-E-N as in Nancy, T-O-S-A-N. How it works, we don't understand. But it may restore the inner surface of the bladder, which protects the bladder wall from substances in the urine that can irritate it. I would talk to your doctors about that. This is a challenging problem, but if your primary doctor can't help you, have they referred you to a specialist?
You know, I've had it for 17 years. I've seen every doctor going through every treatment, and like you said, it is the most debilitating and
hard to treat. Acupuncture and guided imagery in the alternative world has been shown with some promise to be helpful, but it sounds to me like you need to use a blended approach, the best of both worlds.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Ken.
Colleen, be well, please.
888-553-7536. Sir Richard's in Wilmington, North Carolina. What can we do for you, sir?
Yeah, the fast food capital of the world here. But what's the relationship between fast food and high fat and protein and the diets do with cancer and heart disease?
Richard, the big picture, the most important thing, we know any way you get obese from too many calories will, in general, increase your risk of getting cancer. We know that. And definitely the trans fats and the saturated fats add to the risk of cancer. They definitely add to the risk of heart disease. So, you know, I don't want to take away all your fun, but everything in moderation. Guys, get that waist under 40. Women, get that waist under 35. It's the most important number that you need to know. It'll help with your blood pressure, your blood sugar, and also your cholesterol. It helps, and it'll help put a happy face on your face.
So too much protein and fat and fast food?
Well, it's not so much the protein. It's the bad fats. There are good fats, the omegas, the monosaturated, but it's the saturated fat and the trans fat, which is the problem with the fast food.
All right, sir. 888-553-75.
The salt's a big issue also.
Here's an interesting story relating to that. Denmark is going to try to curb unhealthy eating habits there by introducing a new tax on foods that have 2.5% saturated fat. It's called a fat tax. First of its kind in the world. So butter is going to cost more. Milk, cheese, pizza, meat, certain kinds of cooking oils. Is that
it's
a good idea?
It's hard to know whether we want government to do that or we just want to educate people
smart.
And make the right choices.
I'll take the latter, thank you. But it is interesting to see what goes on. That's a very socialist country. Most of Scandinavia is. But they never had a problem like this before, and now they have the same problem or they're itching
they never
toward
had
having
more need to raise money, though.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's true of all inefficient governments. Government and inefficiency go hand in hand there as well as here. 888-553-7536, another hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.